Good morning. We're in the division again with a big game this week against Washington. Don't be fooled by the record. Washington has played very, very well. They've given everybody their A game and taken literally all but a couple of these games right to the wire. The New England game, they rushed for 170 yards. They had an opportunity to tie the game at the end of the game. They actually had a touchdown call back with an offensive pass interference penalty. But they played very well. They're 17th on offense. They're 10th on defense. They have the number one kickoff coverage team in football. They have the number seven punt coverage team. They have the ability to strike offensively. Their defense is outstanding. The two outside backers, London Fletcher, D'Angelo Hall, you can name any list of names, and they're very formidable. They're very physical. You know, they beat us in the opening game of the year down there. We didn't do very well on third down in that game. And, of course, they do have an outstanding scheme on third down as well, multiple personnel combinations, again, just as similar to what we saw last weekend. So a very good, solid, tough divisional team that one of the problems they've had is they're minus 14. It's very, very difficult to win when you're in that position. Some would argue that their running game has not been as good consistently, but I think they did a nice job having lost their tight ends. Normally they're, you know, very much a tight end offense. They did an excellent job of adjusting when they lost Davis and rushed the ball very well last weekend against New England. So, again, very very exciting time of the year. Divisional ball game at home.
When you're playing a team that doesn't have a shot at the playoffs anymore, is it impossible to know which way they're going to go with that and some teams like to play sports?
No, they play hard. They play hard. They play hard every week. No different. It'll be no different this week. How much of an advantage is it? We're at home, and you know, we've experienced the trip down there. Hopefully, it's going to be a huge advantage to us. Our fans getting into this game this time of the year, the excitement of this time of the year, being in position, having all these games be very meaningful, very critical. I think it's very important that we're home, and I think it's very important that the 12th man really, really be excited about this time of the year. Well, I think it gives you when you there is some frustration when you don't win them, but when you do win them, it's a great shot in the arm for you. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm referring to right there. These games have all gone, as you know. Sometimes you can say we didn't, you know, they had the ball last, et cetera, but when you do. Are able to win under those circumstances, like 5:41 to play down 34-22, I think that's a plus.
Tom, one of the standards
Yeah, I have a lot of examples because of his accuracy and the way he's performed, you know, with games on the line and put the ball in positions where people could make, you know, outstanding plays on the ball and then even run after the catch with it. So that's happened quite consistently.
Also, on the offensive line, you've had a lot of flux there. You know, how does he help get them where they need to be, even though there's so much change up there?
Well, in certain situations, he controls the protection calls. But we have some guys up there that are really sharp with that, with regard to that, and reinforce that and take care of the guys that are next to them. And that goes on a lot, and it's very significant if you're going to be successful to be able to communicate like we're doing in terms of where people are spotted and how we're helping those that are in unfamiliar spots.
Tom, did it surprise you that in the long history of this team that this is the first time that you have two receivers with 1,000 yards a season?
Thank you for letting me know that. I didn't know that. Given where where we are and how we've played and the way in which we've attained our production offensively. I'm glad for the distribution. I'm glad for the balance. And I think as you look at the number of catches, that kind of adds up for us. Well, they want to run. They want balance, and they've always been able to have that. And they gained it again the other day. I mean, they had 34 runs and 33 passes against New England. So, nobody's going to stand there and run into the wall. If you're having the success that they're having, that provides the opportunities for the play action and that type of thing. We're striving for that. I think we can, it's not a simple thing, but I think it can be, some of it can be corrected. And we're working on that. Players are well aware of it. It's something that has been nagging, and we're trying to solve it. Well, we all want to be. I just spoke to the team this morning about each one of us, including the coaches, myself, have got to dig down deep now because we want more. We want better production. We want to play better. We want to be in position where perhaps the way to phrase it is that these games don't have to come down to the last play of the game. So we're all striving for that, and so that's what we talk about in terms of team. Not just any one individual.
But how about if you would address him in particular, what has been your impression of him in the one plus season?
He's a fiery, want to do well, as positive as he can be, as honest in terms of his ability to reflect on himself as others. And, from that standpoint, he's been very good. Well, I'm sure in specifically yes, but I think all our defensive ends kind of fall into that category. We've had that kind of attention all year long, and that to the people in that spot.
Is his season though beyond expectation in the sense that what he's doing is for a second year guy is pretty amazing?
He's a very talented guy, and he loves what he's doing. He loves playing and. You're very, very happy to see the advancement, and there's a lot more football to be played.
You mentioned Roll's fiery side. He's certainly never been a guy to hide how he's feeling publicly. Is that something you've had to, bite your tongue a little bit at in his time here, or it doesn't seem like something you particularly...
Well, he's been a very, very easy guy to talk to. He makes it easy for you. He'll come upstairs and visit with me. He'll come and sit down and talk. So he wants to do it the right way, believe me. He wants to do things right and be good. And it's important, very important to him.
Tom, does JPP bring a certain energy, if you will, to the defense and the special
teams? Oh, he sure does. He sure brings energy. He brings all of those things. He brings positiveness. He brings solid play. He brings an attitude. He loves the game.
How do you think he's doing now? When you hear him?
Excuse me?
In the post game, he described in detail how on the re-kick he knew he wasn't getting over the first guy, so he adjusted himself. I mean, for a football coach who's teaching the game, how do you feel when you hear a guy, a second year guy making those adjustments on the field and then it resulting in such a big play?
Well, we all make adjustments as the game goes on. For him to see how he could be most effective when he was in fact on the shorter side, that's a big plus.
How about his motor, Tom? I mean, we saw the play in New Orleans, we saw a couple plays in Dallas and screen passes. How about that?
You got a big motor.
You've had this same line configuration for a few weeks now. Besides just the different
What are you talking about? What's
their
different?
First
up. Are they what?
Are they scrappier? Are they?
They're scrappy. They're battlers. They're fighters, and we've had some production. So, I think it's made them even hungrier. Phillips will practice. OC won't. Tuck won't today, but I'm hoping that he'll get going.
Tom, Washington's defense, pretty good, but very good in the red zone. What is appreciably different about what they do in the red zone?
They do have some very good changeup. They do mix it between the pressure and dropping a lot of people off, playing different personnel combinations. They're a stingy group down there. They make the area there's not a lot of room. They make it less. They have good players.
Tom, how much of what Pierre Paul is doing right now? I know originally he was playing on instinct a lot of times. How much of what he's doing is game planning, bringing stuff from the film room onto the
field? Oh, he's just like everybody else now. I mean, I think, Terry, you were trying to refer to him doing something other than how he's taught. No, he's not doing that. I mean, he's exactly where he's supposed to be, and when he's not, he's corrected. He's not freelancing out there.
The Redskins this last week were rotating their left tackle, so
yeah.
He's going to have to prepare for two guys. I mean, how much will that affect him?
I don't think it will. I mean, I think he'll study both of those tackles, and whichever way they choose to go, he'll have some thoughts, and his coach will have many thoughts for him.
Tom, what kind of message when Jacobs is running the way he is this time of year, does that set for the rest of the team?
It's a good one. It's a solid one. It's a lookout, physical. It's a tough. Nobody wants to hit that guy running like he's running more than they have to. So it's the right message. And when you see him, north and south as hard as he can go, and the pile's going forward, we're all cheering.
On the injury report, no longer says headaches under David Boss. Is that a sign that he's improving at all?
I would hope so.
Well, what's his status? Is he able to practice?
Not today.
Do you have a feel for what's going on there yet?
Somebody does, I hope.
And
no, I think he's making progress. I really do. I don't want to sell that. Well, what we want to do is let's get him back. Let's get them all back so we can, he hasn't practiced in a couple of weeks. We need to get him back on the practice field and back in the groove, and then we'll make those kind
of
calls.
Speaking of practice.
Yeah, I know. We're going to call practice off so we can have more time.
MRI.
Just one more time for me. Yeah, I understand that. I can't give you all the medical terms, but it's not going to be anything to. It's discomfort. It's sore. It's an issue, but hopefully it's going to be able to get under control. Okay.